Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I'm chuckling. I don't know if I should tell you why, but everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
Well, just fine. Maybe I'll tell you the story. So I was just, you know, talking about commercials is the third rail of radio. I mean, you criticize a commercial and that's it. Well, I've got a kind of a funny story. And it has to do with the phrase hurt on the job. So I was invited many years ago in the 80s to give a presentation to Bell and Howell. That used to be an audiovisual company. And they were entering the image processing market. And they heard that I had been working on an image processing system for the banks. And what that really meant was optical discs. And back then, optical discs were the size of 33 RPM records. They were huge. So, you know, instead of a CD, they were huge back then. And so they heard about it, and they wanted me to speak to their customer base. So they flew me up to Canada. And I got there the night before, ready for my seminar presentation. It was just one seminar. It was just me. And so I had this this presentation all ready for them. And the night before, I was picked up at the airport, and I met my my hosts, the chaperones, et cetera, from Bell and Howell. And I said to the guys that evening, so, you know, obviously I'm from south of the border, United States. Is there any colloquialisms that I might use that might be offensive? You know, something in common vernacular that might be offensive? No. We use the same colloquialisms up here. And I'm not talking about profanity. I'm just talking about, you know, general spoken word. So I was talking about the scanning of the images and the capturing of the images and the documents. And I said, you know, so for example, if you get hurt on the job, you know, here are the forms. You could fill these forms out and you could scan them in and they'd be indexed and you could retrieve them later just by, you know, keyword search. And, you know, one of the guys had a reaction to that in the audience. And during the first, during the break, just before lunch, he said, my good man, on the job has a different meaning here. He said, on the job is, you know, if you go home for lunch and you have relations with your wife, that's, you know, that's on the job. And he said, you were talking about getting hurt on the job. So I thought, what am I going to do? Because I have to go back in front of this audience after lunch break. And I said, look, you guys might have thought I slipped, made a faux pas. But frankly, it doesn't matter when you get hurt. You're still going to have to fill out these forms. that was the story that why I was chuckling about the commercial that talked about getting hurt on the job. So, Kathy, I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but, you know, true story. Kathy, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, automatic center punches. I'll talk a little bit about outdoor wood furnace pumps, how to make them last longer. Talk about solar panels on the roof versus on the ground. And why don't we start with this? So just before the great genocide, I decided TJ was alive back then, and he had a lot of dog food. He was, you know, a couple hundred pounds. And I wanted to make sure we didn't run out, because how would we find dog food for five dogs? And at the time, four or five dogs. And so he ate just an enormous amount. And the other dogs were pretty big, too. So I bought these 50-pound bags of dog food from Walmart and had free shipping, you know, if you spent $35. I bought a couple years' supply, literally a couple years' supply. They're about $14 a bag for 50 pounds. I decided to look that up this morning because, we, you know, the dog food bag is in the laundry room, and it was open, and it was 50 pounds, and it's the red bag, and it's with real beef, not fake real beef, but real beef. And about $14. Today, the 48 pounds, so it's a little bit smaller, 4% smaller, is 58% more expensive, $24. So, you know, when people talk about inflation not being real, what would you call that? Would you call that just normal price adjustment? Going from $14 to $24? That's at the same place. That's at the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart. So, Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, I've seen it too. I typically cook for my dog, but I do have bags on hand, and sometimes when I don't have enough, I will supplement with it, and I've priced it, and it's the same thing. I've noticed it 20%, sometimes 30% higher, and if you go into some of the, like, or when you look at most sites on the website for some of the dog food, I mean, I can remember just a few years back, just exactly what you're talking about, it's almost doubled. There's $60, $65 a bag with some of those brands.
Right, right. And I remember the really expensive dog food. Hmm. You know, the kind that was made with real whatever, real rice or real lamb or real beef or real whatever, was a high-priced one was $28. Then it was 30, and 32, and then 34, and so now I guess you're saying it's around 60.
Oh yeah, there's some of them. It's over $3 a pound, and the bags have gotten smaller. I mean, just like what you said, there, some of them used to be 30. You know, that now they might be like 24 and a half pounds or 22 pounds. I mean, they don't look any smaller, but there's not as much in there. Mm-hmm. This, I wanted to mention talking about German Shepherds. Did you hear the story online about the German Shepherd named Kenzie?
No, I did not.
It was on the top of the news, one of the radio stations. I'm not sure exactly which one I heard it, but there, two men went off the road, and I guess they must have let her out or something, or she saw it, and she went on the highway. And people called the police because they kept noticing this dog running back and forth on the highway. When the police got there, she wouldn't come. She kept running to a certain area, so they followed her. And sure enough, these two men were down an embankment. And she took the police right to the men. And the man said afterward, he was so proud of her. He said, I just couldn't believe she was smart enough to do that, to save us.
I was sitting on the sofa in the kitchen yesterday, and Mercedes, we have two German Shepherds. One is Morgan, and one is Mercedes. Lou Cassidy has one of their siblings. And David, I believe, might even have one of their siblings, David in Illinois. And Mercedes came over to me, and she sat down, and she put her paw on my knees, and I said to our son, look at this. And our son said to me, are you sad? I said, yeah, I really am. And he said, okay, well, she knows. And I had my head down all yesterday. We are at USA Prepares. There are a couple people who have been impacted by COVID. One is recovering, and one is very, very sick. One of your instructors, class, and I'm not going to tell you who at the moment, but we could certainly use a miracle. So the dog knew, absolutely knew. Mercedes is my dog, and And Morgan, the other, her sister, is Mrs. Finelli's dog. I mean, actually, they're all our dogs, but and we're all their family. But Morgan tends to gravitate toward Mrs. Finelli, and Mercedes tends to gravitate toward me. So, yeah, they do know. They absolutely know. Kathy, what do you have on your list for today?
Oh, just, I know you wanted to talk about some of the other things, but could we possibly start off? I kind of want your thoughts on the winter weather issues we're having. And, you know, there was that terrible storm in Virginia where everybody got on I-95. And I had some thoughts and some comments, but I wanted to know your thoughts about it and what you would have done. I mean, my first reaction was, and I know some people said it kind of came up where it was rain and then it froze, but my reaction would have been, why would you get on the expressway, even if it was close to doing that? Because if there's an accident, you're stuck on it. But I just want your thoughts about what people should have had in their car or what they could have done rather than sit there for 20 hours. I guess it was appropriate being that we're in January now and we're probably going to run into this again.
Okay. Kathy, we have, you and I and others have talked about this on USA Prepares over the years, so I'll just give you y'all a recap. And I did mention some of this week. So, first of all, you're absolutely right. You have to be out of your mind to go out in inclement weather like that, especially on the interstate where they have these cheese graters so that you can't, if you're going north, you can't turn around and go south. The median that used to be grass, you know, is now a concrete barrier or aircraft cables stretched really tightly so you can't get over them. There's no, you know, you can't get off the exit because the exits are farther apart. It's designed to keep you going one way. So if they want to trap you, meaning the police or the government, they want to trap you and catch you as a suspect, there's no place for you to go. You can't turn around. Okay? But that also means ambulances can't cross the median. That means that police cars can't cross the median. The only way to get, you know, to someone in gridlock like that when there's 55 miles of five lanes stuck because of tractor-trailer accidents, cars running out of gas, cars sliding into each other, all that, put all it together, you're trapped. You have to be out of your mind to get into it. So I'm putting an exclamation point on what you said. I wouldn't do it. And if I had a job and they said, you absolutely have to be here, I'd say, when the snow melts or when it's safe, I'm not doing it. And that's what I would do. So, but if I were traveling and if I thought that, well, I do this anyway. So what do I have in our vehicles? Some of our vehicles are all-wheel drive and they have good tires on them because we actually buy extra wheels for our vehicles. So I have a Chevy pickup truck, a 2001, have a set of extra wheels and tires. So in the summertime when the weather's nice, I might use the ones that have less tread. In the wintertime, I switch the wheels with the tires and balanced and mounted and all ready to go to the ones with the more tread. Because I don't want to throw out tires that are useful just because they don't have the maximum amount of tread on them. So I'll put the best tires on for the winter for maximum traction. We'll come back to some of these thoughts, because I have a bunch of thoughts about this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us, and she asked me about snowstorms and, you know, what I would do, etc. And driving. So, we have multiple vehicles. We're farmers, so that's kind of normal for us to have this kind of equipment. We have an all-wheel drive station wagon, and it has good tires on it, all-season tires. But all-season tires are really not all that great for snow. They say they're all-season, but they really mean, like, in my opinion, 99% nice driving, maybe some rain, but snow and ice, no, they're not all that good for that. So we have a station wagon that has all-season tires on it, and it's all-wheel drive. I wouldn't take it out because it doesn't have high ground clearance. What would I take out in a situation, you know, where I'm expecting snow? I would want a vehicle that has high ground clearance, because what happens is if you run into a pile of snow that's in the road, the snow can lift up the underbelly of the car, and your wheels may not be able to have the full weight that they normally have on them because the snow is lifting the car up. You're not going to go anywhere if that happens. So we look for, in those situations, we look for the vehicles that have the high ground clearance, and we have them too. So we have a couple four-wheel drive trucks here. They happen to be older Dodge, 1999 Dodge four-wheel drive pickup trucks. One of them is a Cummins turbo diesel, and the other one is a 318 gas engine. And with the proper tires that you would have on a pickup truck, not all-season tires, you know, more of a Cleedy type tire, that would be my first choice, because if someone slides into you, you're better off in a pickup truck than you are in a car. And so four-wheel drive is the choice. Now, all-wheel drive is the second best choice if you have the ground clearance. But four-wheel drive has more traction than all-wheel drive. Okay, I'd make sure I had a full tank of gas. Why? Because you never know if you're going to get stuck in one of these storms that you could be there for a day or more, right? That's exactly what happened. And so I wouldn't start out with less than a full tank of gas. All of our vehicles have food in them, water, coolant or antifreeze. We have blankets. We have, of course, they have good tires. We have multiple flashlights with extra batteries. We have a tool set. Some of them have, the trucks have shovels. Some of them have an air compressor. Toe straps, these nylon toe straps with the hooks on them. Tire repair kits. And sand or salt. You know, a bag of sand or salt. Now, if you carry salt with you, it's corrosive. So if it leaks out of the bag, it's going to cause rust unless you get it off, you know, really soon. And if it gets wet, it will cause rust unless you get it off really soon. So why would you have salt? Well, let's say you get stuck and you can't get traction forward or backward. You know, if you watch what most people do, the more stuck they get, the more they hit the accelerator, the more they spin the tires, the more stuck they get. So you don't want to do that. What you do is immediately, if you think you're not going to be able to go forward, you can put some sand in front of the driving wheels. Okay? And you can make sure it gets under the tread and for several feet ahead of the tread. You could use that shovel and make sure that you're not trying to climb up out of a pile of snow. So you want to make it easy for the car to go forward or the truck to go forward. So you can shovel out in front of the wheels. Spinning tires is not the best way to get traction. Slow movement is the way to get traction. And you know, just thinking about these other idiotic motorists that are out there, they don't know how to drive. Frankly, they don't know how to drive. Now, everybody in my family, all of our children, have been taught how to drive in ice and snow because we'll take a vehicle out in the field. And before we had a field, we used parking lots at supermarkets. That was before you'd be arrested for doing this. And I taught everybody how to drive, go into a controlled spin, and steer out of a controlled spin. And you steer out of a controlled spin by turning the wheels in the direction of that you're going, not the opposite way, the same way you're going.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. Internet service has been cut off to the country, but what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while a nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us.
USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Two more aides from Vice President Kamala Harris's office have resigned, bringing the total to six staffers that have walked away. Jeremy Hunt, a West Point grad and former Army veteran, gives his opinion to Fox News.
With our leaders, we should want character and competence. And the problem is that Vice President Harris is failing on both. On the competence side, you can look at her approval ratings and see, I mean, she's like out of the 20s. I mean, it's gotten just so abysmal because she failed on the border. She's failed, even as a former prosecutor, she's failed on issues of crime around the country. She's failed on, I mean, COVID policy, you can look at everything there. But then even on the character side, these reports coming out of her staff should be taken seriously. Her staff is saying that she has had a toxic work environment. That's the kind of words that they're saying. And by the way, these are very far left liberal staffers. I mean, this is not like some kind of partisan attack. These are people who have worked for her over the years. You can go back 10 years and staffers are saying the same thing. I mean, so this is something that's definitely cause for alarm. And in fact, in the Army, we used to have something called the Command Climate Survey. And commanders would be assessed based on the type of environment that they provided for their soldiers. And, you know, soldiers would basically, it would be a moment to say, you know, what kind of environment is this? Is this a toxic work environment? What's going on? Now, to be fair, you know, commanders can be tough sometimes. But here's the thing. If it came over the years that everyone is saying the same thing, the commanders aren't treating their soldiers with respect, you know, you can be tough, but you treat them with respect, then commanders would actually get in a lot of trouble about this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be slight and
one of today's hot
black day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
these
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so just to recap, I mentioned all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, full tank of gas, food, water, blanket, good tires, flashlight, actually a couple flashlights, extra batteries, tool kit to repair. We even have serpentine belts and idler pulleys, an air pump to inflate the tires, or an air tank, tire repair kit, sand and or salt. Talked about spinning tires. And I mentioned that we taught everybody in our family how to drive on ice and snow. And so, you know, when our children were roughly 10 years old or so, I took them out in the field of, you know, it was an icy covered field. And so I took them out in the vehicle and I buckled them in. And I would go into a spin. I would go into a controlled spin. I would put the vehicle you know, going straight, and then put it into a spin. They could do donuts, and then I show them how to get out of a donut. So I would force the car or the truck to slide, and then try to steer into the slide, and then to gently use the accelerator to pull out of it, not slam on the brake. So I taught them how to do it at a very young age. So our children started learning how to operate motorized vehicles at, well, one was 4 when he got his first motorcycle, used a Honda Z50, and that was our youngest child. And then the others, everybody had a dirt bike, everybody. And they're all used, they're all banged up, and they all got a chance to learn how about sliding and skidding and traction and those kinds of things, and balance and looking out for the other guy. And those were tools of training. That's part of their home education. And so everybody drove way before the legal driving age, but not on the road. So everybody learned how to drive in skids, including when I was dating Mrs. Finelli. We did the same thing. I taught her how to do it. Because I figured, well, you know, if she's the one, well, I don't want her banged up, you know, because she was in good shape, and I didn't want to have damaged goods as my wife. So, Kathy, those are my thoughts.
Well, Vince, we did the same thing with our kids. My husband, when they first started driving, he would take them in the parking lot, but he also took them in the cemetery with lots and lots of turns. So typically there wasn't a lot of people there, and they, you know, when they first started out, just so that they could make the turn slowly and not have any traffic behind them. But he taught defensive driving, and he also taught, he's got on ice and snow, he's got courses that he took on that. But some of the things that he taught me, which is a lot of what you just said, Vince, but one of his famous quotes is, most people point the car, they don't drive it. And I always get a chuckle out of that because he makes comments when people drive. But one of the things he taught me, and I actually used it right after he taught me, and it's been a few years ago, out in the country when you're driving, well, you could do it in the city too, but you'll go along, and then if you've got like a row of trees, it might look like snow covered, but there was ice on there. So I was driving, and I think I had a minivan at the time with all the kids being home, and I started to go off the road. And the first thing, you know, he taught me is don't slam on the brakes, which is the most, your instinct tells you that's what you need to do. So I took my foot off the brake, and I was going off the road, and he taught me, like, let the front tire go off and let the back tire go off on the same side as you're slowing down, get control of the vehicle, and then get it back on the road. I don't know if that makes sense, but instead of, like, going straight into, like, the field, I just kept the wheel straight, and both of the right tires went off the road just onto the berm. And once I got control, then I gently went right back onto onto the road, and then I accelerated. But the ironic part was I had a pickup truck coming right on the opposing traffic, and I know if I would have went into a spin, he would have hit me, because he actually slowed down and stopped, and he asked if I was okay. But that was the one thing that he taught me, and then he also taught me that if you're going to a skid, he said, look where you want to go, and then your hands will follow. Because if you look like into the field, you'll probably go there, but you don't want to slam on the brakes, kind of like what you said, Vince. But I guess I just thought about what you were talking about, and I thought, wow, with all this traffic and all the storms and everything, maybe people could use this little bit of knowledge. And like you said, don't spin the wheel, you know. And the other thing he taught me was, if you get stuck, you know, straighten the wheel. You're never going to get it out if your wheels are turned. So I said, straighten the wheel, and like you said, put your sand or whatever. And I know one time he helped somebody, and they didn't have any sand, and I think they used the tire mat. They took some of the back seat tire mats and put it under the wheels, and they were able to get it out. But those were a couple things that I wanted to mention about that, Vincent. The other thing I wanted to ask you, which I don't have, and I'm probably going to get one, is one of those emergency escape tools to get out if you get stuck. And Vince, where would you hit that on the window to break it? If like you were in a, you know, you went into water or you went into an embankment and you had to get out.
Okay. So you're talking about an automatic center punch, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, class, what an automatic center punch is, it's a machinist type of a tool. Let's say you're going to drill a hole in a piece of metal, and let's say it's going to be a, you know, relatively small hole. And whenever you drill a hole, you start with a small one, small hole, and then you get progressively larger, 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 larger until you get to the size that, you know, the ultimate size that you want that hole to be. So what happens is when you go to drill in a piece of metal, if you just try to drill it, the drill bit's going to walk. It's not going to go exactly where you want it to go unless you put a depression in that piece of metal. So, and it can be a thin piece of metal or a thicker piece of metal. It's the same thing. You need a depression. So you can use a punch. A punch is a tool that it's kind of like a nail, but it's harder, much harder. And it has a part that you can hold and a part that you hit with a hammer on that point. And so let's say it's 5 inches long. And you tap it, and you put a depression into the piece of metal or the piece of wood or the sheetrock, whatever you're going to drill a hole into. There's another version of that, which is an automatic center punch. And what you do is you just, it's spring-loaded. And it's about 5 inches long. It's a cylindrical thing the size of a fat crayon or, a Sharpie marker with a point that is spring-loaded. And you put it on exactly the spot that you want to drill that hole. Push straight down, it clicks, and it has like a hammer built in, an automatic little hammer built in. So you don't need a hammer, just this one tool. And it's called an automatic center punch. Now, it has a sharp point on it, and it will break glass. But only if you use it in the right spot. And you have to use it in the corner, the lowest corner of the glass. So against, you know, if the window's all the way up and you're trying to break the window, you want to break it. And probably the rearmost portion and the lowest portion. So the lower rear part of the glass. You know, if you're looking out the side window that and you're driving, that would be the left lowest point. And you hit it squarely and bang, it'll shatter and break the glass. Or it'll crack it so you can kick it out with your foot. So they're available at Harbor Freight. I've got a couple of them here in the shop. And one of them broke, and I'm kind of disappointed because it was working great. And I read the reviews on them this morning, and people are saying great, 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 you know, like awesome walks on water, that kind of stuff. And then if you read the one-star reviews, say, you know, broke after the second use, the third use, the fourth use, you know, broke really fast. So evidently they have a couple different manufacturers making them. One of the manufacturers is, you know, is okay to last, you know, several years. It should last a lifetime, but they don't because they're, you know, cheap Chinese tools. But for the purpose that you're talking about, it's probably fine. But you don't have to have an automatic center punch. You can use another tool. And so the center punch, I checked the price. I think it's $399 at Harbor Freight Tools. But you can buy a better brand. If you can find an American brand, that would be better. Make sure it works. Test it out before you, you know, depend on it to save your life if you're going to carry this in your vehicle. And if you are going to carry it in the vehicle, make sure you can reach it while you're strapped in your seatbelt. Okay? Because sometimes you won't be able to move if the seatbelt mechanism is damaged. So can you reach it? The next thing is, do you have a knife on your side, probably on your right side in your right pants pocket? That's where my knife is, my right pants pocket, and it will cut a seatbelt if it is sharp and if it has a serrated edge. So there's no sense having a dull knife, and the one to get is the 3.5-inch Gerber Paraframe, P-A-R-A-F-R-A-M-E. You can probably buy three of them used on eBay for $15 or $20 for three of them. So make sure everybody in the family has one and that everybody carries one and they're sharp enough to cut a seatbelt. So you can have the automatic center punch, but you can also have a hammer. If you're going to get a hammer, you should get the kind that has a claw, a straight claw. There's two kinds of claws for a 16-ounce type hammer. One is more curved than the other. You want the one with the more straight claw. And then you use the tip of that claw, Not the face of the hammer that you'd be banging nails with, but the other end, the more pointy end, and you want to hit the same spot on the window with that claw hammer. So the claw hammer does two things. One, it's a tool in case you need to do some tuning up, you know, if people are coming at you. And the other thing is you can break out your window, and you can even hammer nails and pull nails out with it. So those are my thoughts on that, Kathy. We've got Greg, who's been on hold. Welcome, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a real life experience that happened to me over the Christmas holiday. I decided, you know, because I had a favorite pond. It was about 75 miles away, and probably about 50 of it is on dirt road. And I took off, and as I was almost there, I noticed that the back end of my truck was starting to get slushy. You know, that means I'd turn and I'd feel a little bit of a, you know, like it would drift, and I knew exactly what that was. And if you ever feel that driving along, pull over immediately and check your tires. And, well, I had my back end, both tires were almost completely flat. They weren't to the rim, so there wasn't any damage. But if I didn't have a tire plug kit, a little compressor, and a can of Fix-A-Flat, I would have been stuck on a road that hadn't been visited for days, and miles and miles and miles from civilization. So I just wanted to let you know that I do carry a can of Fix-A-Flat, and I do carry a little bottle of dishwashing liquid. I can always put that in my sprayer that I use to clean the windows and make it bubble, you know, if there's a leak. And sometimes if the hole is too small and it's barely leaking, you can't get that plug to get in there. So that's what the can of Fix-A-Flat is for. And I also carry a 40-foot chain so I can pull people out or get pulled out. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Hey, very good. Greg, thank you so much. I'll see you on Friday, hour number one. Greg Lesher, thank you for calling in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, one of the things that I just assumed, because all of our vehicles have them, is a spare tire. And, you know, trucks come into the shop all the time, and we put it up on the lift, you know, change the oil, do an inspection, and if the vehicle hadn't been here before, you could pretty much bet that the spare tire didn't have enough air in it. Why? Because the spare tire is under the truck. Nobody looks at it. You know, the assumption is, well, it had air in it before, and the air slowly leaks out the, you know, the pores of the rubber or between the wheel rim and the bead of the tire, or the tire valve stem, or the Schrader valve. So make sure that you have a spare tire, and make sure that your tire, to use the Missouri expression, is aired up and has the right amount of air in it. So with the winter temperatures, like right now, it's about 17 degrees here in the frozen Ozark Mountains of Missouri. And your tires, if you were to take the tire pressure reading right now compared to when it was 70 degrees, you know, a couple weeks ago, you'd find that your tire pressure is way, way lower. Because the air is colder, and so the tire pressure is lower, and you might want to have the right amount of air pressure in your tires. And contrary to what most manufacturers would recommend, we keep, believe it or not, the same air pressure in all the tires. Now, I'm not saying do that. Actually, I'm saying whatever you do, don't do what I say. You know, do your own research. But if they're all the same pressure and they're all the same size, because some cars have different size tires on the rear as on the front. We have one of those. The problem is we like all our tires to be the same diameter. The only way they're going to be the same diameter is if they're the same size, same tread wear amount, and the same tire pressure. So that's what we do. Kathy, back to you.
Great idea with the spare tire, Vince. I have to be honest, I didn't think about that. You know, a couple questions or comments I wanted to make, too, is in the winter, you know, I have, they're not the UGG boots, but I have the heavy boots with the fleece in them. And I wear those in the winter just in the event that I have to go out. And I also have a couple wool blankets in the car. I just thought about those people on the highway if they didn't have any blankets. But Vince, I had two things I just witnessed in the last couple weeks. I was driving out in the country, and there was a woman that went off the road, and she was in the field, and it was, at the time, the ground wasn't frozen, so she was in the mud. And she was probably 25 feet, and what she did was she hit a intersection where there must have been a glaze of ice. She just missed the foam pole because you could see the tire track. She was out of her car. She had slippers on, no coat, and she was trying to dig the mud out with her hands. It was winter. I mean, it was cold. It was in the 20s at the time. So we stopped, and there's nothing I could do. She was in the field. I asked if I, you know, she wanted me to call for help, and she said no, she had a phone. So, and the other one was I saw a woman driving by me. The tire was completely shredded. She was driving on the wheel. She was probably going 35 mile an hour down the road. I was like, oh no. So I don't think people think.
Okay, I've got a couple quick comments about this. You mentioned previously, you're talking about the trees. And so what happens, class, is if there are evergreen trees on the side of the road in the wintertime, the sun can't get down to warm up the road. So that part of the road that's in the shade will freeze faster. So you could have ice underneath what you think is just snow that's just fallen, and you could have you could lose traction. I think that's what Kathy was talking about. There's another thing that you should think about, and that is when you go over a bridge. So the ground is an enormous heat sink. Our planet is a heat sink. Okay, it tends to stay warm for a long time. So the road is typically on the ground. So the blacktop or the concrete or just the dirt or gravel road is the ground. But when you go over a bridge, a suspended bridge that has air under it, cold air can cool off the bridge from the bottom and, of course, the top. So a bridge will freeze faster than the ground. So you could be driving along just fine, go over a little bridge, just over a little creek, and you might not realize that bridge might have frozen ice under the snow, and that'd be really slippery. So what you need to do is look ahead of where you're going. And that's how I drive. I don't look at the guy's bumper in front of me. I look way farther than that. And I drive, and instinctively, once you start training yourself to do that, you'll find out that you're driving a lot more safer than if you're looking at the guy's bumper in front of you. Because he's looking at the guy's bumper in front of him, and that's how chain reaction crashes happen. You need to look way, way, way farther than that. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.